Rehabilitation, a progressive evidence-based treatment that utilizes an FDA-approved tourniquet to reduce blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow-restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high-intensity workouts, including pre- and post-surgery. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live from the historic Roger Hartsook Interview Room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com, live and local on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE. A good Saturday morning to you. Blake Cripps in the chair with you today, with Dylan Sherwood to my left. Tim Miller is out today. Apparently the Miller household, or his Miller household, in charge of the Easter dinner for the weekend. So he needs extra time to get that ready.
Good luck, Tim. Good luck.
Certainly hope that he will have a good Easter. Hope that you all have a happy Easter as well. Studio engineer is Dan Courtright today. We've got a big show coming up. We've got a couple of big interviews, and obviously dominating our conversation here at the start will be the opening of the Kansas City Royals season on Thursday, opening day for the boys in blue, and obviously not a win, which is what you want to see, but a lot of positives with Cole Reagans pitching very well and giving up just two runs, set the franchise opening day strikeout record. Now, not fair probably to judge the offense because the twin starter is projected to be, and you know who knows if that's just a one-game deal for him, but whether or not he has a crappy year or a Cy Young award-winning season, he was really good on opening day.
Yeah.
So, you know, the opening home run by Michael Garcia, which, you know, you love to see the pop off of his bat at third base and what he can do in the leadoff spot for Kansas City. But tough to score, really, for both teams. And I know that the Twins were able to scratch out a couple of runs late in that game. But at least I believe you come away from that game as a Royals fan thinking, all right, you know, this is competitive. We're in the game at the end. It's not a blowout. So I think for Royals fans, and it was great to see so much blue and powder blue up there at Kauffman Stadium, which again makes me wonder, you know, we'll have more information on what this is going to look like next week with the vote coming up in Jackson County in terms of, is that 3/8 of a cent sales tax going to be passed or not? But, you know, just from the outside looking in, I don't know, it kind of looks like people still like going to the K.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there were basically no seats available. So, and they just put in, you know, millions of dollars in renovations literally within like a decade and a half ago. And I know they're talking about bad concrete and all this other stuff, but, and the teams have, both teams, the Chiefs and the Royals, have talked about, well, if this doesn't happen, then long-term future, who knows what's going to happen. You know, I don't think that getting a new ballpark is necessarily the wrong decision. I hope that they do get a new ballpark. I'm not sure they need one right now. But we're going to see what you know, it's not up to me or you, even though this affects the teams that we cover on the air. It affects the teams that I root for. I mean, we're both wearing Chiefs sweatshirts today. And wearing Kansas City gear, you're wearing a Royals hat, but you know, the people of Jackson County have a very, very big decision to be made on April 2nd.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to decide the future, whether the Chiefs are going to still be on the Missouri side, if this, you know, the projected stadium renovations, and then of course with the new ballpark district, you know, in the works. Yeah, there's a lot to be decided, and I know with the ballpark district being downtown near Power and Light in the Crossroads district, there's problems, but you see that more with major league teams.
No, yeah, they want to be downtown. They want to be in the heart of the city and with commerce, and so I get all that. But that's for Jackson County to decide. Coming up today, we will have Emporia State softball back on the air. Two very entertaining games yesterday at the Trussler Sports Complex with a split, and you know, boy, the Lady Hornets gave it a heck of a run in Game One to get us to get a sweep yesterday, and boy, they are kind of the comeback queens, and you know, they're down, and you just think, you know, the Raider, the starter for Missouri Western, just kind of overpowering them, and you're thinking, you know, that's just not their day. And hey, Coach Hill said after the game, Raider's really good, and she is really good.
Yeah.
One of the elite pitchers in the league. But they, you know, the Lady Hornets just kind of find ways to keep themselves in games these days and just can't quite get it done. And but they do, using the lawn ball in Game 2 with two home runs to a power pass and a great relief pitching yesterday, really in both games, by Jordan Harrison. She came in relief in Game 1. Ray got a pretty decent start in Game 1 for the Lady Hornets. And then but Harrison was in the circle, was absolutely fabulous yesterday. So for Emporia State, trying to come back and get a couple against a foe that'll be a little bit more beatable today. Not that the Griffins weren't, but in terms of the records, although all three of these teams, that the Lady Hornets, the Griffins, and the Bearcats are all pretty similar in the MIAA standings or MIAA record. The Emporia State baseball team, boy, 6-0 lead, and I would love to have gotten a soundbite from Coach Hill after the game, but boy, 10 runs in a row, you just can't let those 6-run innings go unused and unrewarded if you want to be the kind of team in the MIAA that I think he likes, that he would like to be. But unfortunately could not hold on against the Broncos, so the Hornets trying to salvage one today. So coming up on the show today, we'll be joined by Oscar Macias. He is the head soccer coach for the Lady Spartans. We were supposed to have him in studio, but then based on how the tournament fell with them playing today, it turns out, well, they got to play in an hour and a half. That's a little bit inconvenient.
Yeah.
So we said, okay, coach, we'll adjust. We'll get you recorded. So we talked to him yesterday. They are actually starting at 10 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. So just after the show, about 8:45, you can listen on the way down. You can probably still get down there to watch the Lady Spartans play at Wichita South today against Winfield. And we'll also be joined by Eric McCabe as the Emporia State disc golfers head out to Nationals next week, starting on April 3rd, and we'll get a preview of that event with him. But today is the debut of our spring edition of the Emporia Street Main Street Athletes of the Week. Of course, we'll have an Emporia High athlete, an area athlete, all the way through the end of the scholastic season here. And we do want to remind you that we will have our area and EHS Coaches and Players of the Year Awards show coming up on May 18th is when we're looking at to do that. Yeah. So our Coaches and Players of the Year coming up on May 18th. But let's go ahead and get started with the Emporia Main Street Spring Athlete of the Week. And who's our first E-High Spring Athlete of the Week?
I'm going with Blake Spellman. Yesterday, he got second in the 400. He had that race won, and then he slowed down a little bit, but also he won the 400 in the Topeka West Invitational. So he's off to a really good start.
Phenomenal
so that's
start.
It was kind of a toss-up. I know Paige Newland kind of snuck out of nowhere and had a personal best in the triple jump yesterday too. So
no love for Allison Weiss, huh? All she does
is win. Yeah, but Blake, I can tell you this. She's going to continue winning. She's going to continue winning. So,
what else do you want her to do? She's won every single event she's been in. This is like in the fall where the guy had like 6,000 yards. You're like, yeah, we're going to go to this other guy. What are you doing? Well, but yeah, those guys had great performances, and Allison Weiss in the pool has been fantastic as well. And we're looking to get them on for a coach's interview coming up here in a couple weeks as well. How about an area athlete of the week from Emporia Main Street?
We're going to the Chase County track and field team with Carson Shore. 3 gold medals at the Linden Relays on Thursday. Wow. Won the 800 and was a part of the 4x4 and the 4x800. meter relays that took first also at Linden.
Okay. So. Well, congratulations to those two, our Emporia High and area Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week. And if you've got an athlete that had a great performance during the week, get a hold of us here at the station, 620-342-1400. That's 620-342-1400. Or get a hold of Dylan, email him, SherwoodD@KVOE.com, SherwoodD@KVOE.com. We'll step aside and take a break. We'll come back with our conversation with Coach Macias of Emporia High Soccer on the Sutherland Home Improvement Studio line right after this as they get set to play today at 10 a.m. as their kickoff at the Titan Classic of Wichita South, taking on Winfield here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com on KVOE Live and Local.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, our annual March Savings Mania event is back for another year. And the fun is here right now. It's Chevy truck season, and that means you get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ 4x4 when you trade in an eligible Chevy model. Or get a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 custom as low as $45,745 with eligible trade-in. And when you purchase any new or used vehicle in stock, you'll get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings for every free throw that you make up to $500. Remember, let our service professionals keep your vehicles running in top condition with our spring service specials. Our annual March Savings Mania sales event is right here, right now, at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come in today or visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer, taxes and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at EmporiaMainStreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
They're hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave single, order in the app. Dave single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Budding Buckeye Dynasty.
Two is fantastic. And I want to push to obviously three and more, but it's going to take continued time and effort. And as long as me and my staff know and the players don't get comfortable, because you don't want to be, you know, part of history. You want to continue to push and be the future as well.
Don't forget, you can listen to the Men's Frozen Four April 11th and 13th on Westwood One. Who's stopping them? Next on This Week in the NCAA.
This March, Wendy's has some amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Diving team just won their fourth consecutive national title. They finished the finals with a team total of 527 points, nearly 100 better than second-place Texas. The Cavaliers won individual championships in 11 of the 16 events, perhaps most notably with Gretchen Walsh. She set a new NCAA and American record in the 100-yard freestyle with a time of 44.83. Virginia is only the third women's swimming program to win four straight titles, joining Stanford and Texas. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. Going to be a busy day of interviews on the Sutherland Home Improvement Studio line. As you'll recall, we had planned to talk to Emporia High girls soccer coach Oscar Macias
today on the show. And, well, unfortunately, they are in action during the show. 10 a.m. is their kickoff today. They take on Winfield down at the Titan Classic down in Wichita on the campus of Wichita East High School. Wichita South High School, I should say. So on Friday, Dylan and I were able to catch up with Coach Macias and get a preview and an early look at Lady Spartan soccer for the year. Coach, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. 1-0 win as we talked to you on Friday over Hayesville campus the day before. What was the key to the win over the Colts?
I just a good amount of, you know, things we've been working on in practice, you know, have really kind of, they've shown through the first three games and our ability to just keep possession of the ball and hold the ball. And what was kind of, it was a pretty windy environment at the beginning of the game. And so our ability to kind of hold it and give ourselves a chance to continually attack and be aggressive from the get-go, I think voted well for us.
I am assuming that you probably have had plenty of days to practice the wind, but it being Kansas, so inconsistent in terms of direction and the speed, how important is it to get the girls out in those elements and that atmosphere so that they can try to figure it out and try to develop some feel and touch for the elements if that's possible?
Yeah, so that's very important. I mean, we've got another windy day today, and so we're gonna kind of go out there for a little bit as well, and kind of get some exposure on in it again, and you know, kind of bounce the ball around just to kind of get a feel for it. But it's really important, kind of in our pregame warmups, more so than anything, to kind of just get a feel for the field, because those are interesting fields down there, and then the wind aspect and what direction it's going. So when we're warming up, we really kind of key in on it and say, okay, here's where we're at, and how do we need to adjust, or what adjustments do we need to make to it as we play. Hopefully, we don't our minds too much with it, but just to be aware.
And coach, 2-1 on the season. The only setback was on Tuesday against Salina Central, 2-1. What were the kind of the struggles on Tuesday against the Mustangs?
Well, I mean, that's the thing for us all season thus far is we've looked really good. We've outpossessed each team we've played. We've outshot each team we've played by twice as many. We're continuing. It showed up yesterday too. We're finding ways to not get the ball in the back of the net. we're shooting, but it's on straight to the keeper, or it strays away. So we just need to finesse our last pieces of execution in the final third of the field, and it's what we've been working on in practice a bunch. Is what we're going to continue to do today, and hopefully it starts going in the back of the net for them, and they get rewarded for all the work they've been putting in, because it looks really good up till we get to the box, and then we're having a hard time just scoring. So the last finished pieces.
Oscar Macias is our guest. He is the head coach for Lady Spartan Soccer. They're in action today down in the Wichita area, playing with a 10 a.m. kickoff this morning. Coach, when you get there to the back half, obviously, as you mentioned, there's so much work that goes into it. I don't know. I'm not a soccer expert, so I can't say whether the front half or the back half is the harder part. But obviously, the only part that the scoreboard cares about is the back half of the play, obviously.
Right.
When you get to the back half, is it a decision-making thing in terms of the type of shot or trying to generate more quality shots that you guys need to do once you get it into the box or deeper?
So I think for us, it's been a combination of both of those things. But we've talked a lot about our mentality in the final third, and what kind of mentality do we have to want to score? And so that's the case with every sport. It's having a certain mindset to believe you're going to, and then asserting that it's going to happen. Not so much that we're just shooting for the sake of it, but we're shooting to score. And so that's where the quality piece comes in. I think we've gotten some quality shots off. We've been unlucky on a couple of occasions, but more so we lean more towards where's our mentality at when it comes to that part. And it's more about the little things, just very focused on the little things of the fundamentals of technique and execution and, when we get in and around those areas. And so that's the things what we've been talking about at practice. And girls are doing a nice job of keying in and trying to fix those things and early in the season. So hopefully, with time, we'll start seeing the rewards.
And coach, you have a really good core back, a great senior class, some juniors that are talented, some talented sophomores, and you even got a couple of freshmen in the mix. But when you look at your goal scorers here through the first couple of games, you know, Katie Smart has the hat trick against JC, and then Emil Bennett, who's going to go play at Baker, has scored the last two goals you guys have been able to put in the back of the net. But, you know, when we talked last week before the JC game, you really liked the core that you had back.
Yeah, they're a real solid core, and we talked about this also the other day. You know, we know we're good. We know we have a solid team, a diverse team when it comes to age group and things like that. I mean, that's what's going to happen in a smaller community like ours, and so they're going to come in and have to learn as they go. If they're freshmen or if they're sophomores, they're going to have to grow up real quick. And so, but we like our core. It's a matter of, again, we're going back to that mentality piece that we've talked with the team about. How can we go from saying we're a solid team, we're a good team, to we're a really good team, or to we're a great team? And I think that's finessing those little fundamentals that sometimes we take for granted. And so we've been really working on those things. And so they're a solid group. I see a bright future for them. It's just, you know, as a team, are we going to take all those things and believe in them all and then progress from there.
Oscar Macias, our guest. He is the head women's soccer coach for the Lady Spartans at Emporia High School. Coach, when you look at the core that you have, who's maybe a newcomer on the team that you feel like has a chance to get into the mix and be able to contribute this year and become a part of that core for the future?
Yeah, so, Emerson Johnson's already scored one goal in the first game. She's had several chances in the first three games, and that's, she's so young. And so that's part of that. When she's getting in those situations, where's her mind at? And it's so exciting to see where she's at. She's contributing a bunch already. But then also some of our, returning girls who maybe who have contributed before, but they're contributing at a different level this year. Kara Cooper has stepped in as a junior. She's an upperclassman, but she's been playing a ton for varsity since her freshman year, but her game has elevated so much this year, which has helped us maintain possession and win the ball back. She's very ferocious in winning the ball back, and then once she does, she's very smart in delivering the ball to the right spaces. And so her growth has been exciting to see, along with a couple other of those sophomores into juniors. Obviously, Katie, starting with the hat trick, she's slowed down here in the last couple of games, but she's going to pick it back up. She's going to find the back of the net because she's talented and she's got a foot. And so once she does and she starts seeing them go into the goal, it's going to be exciting to see those results for her. So, but sure, as far as the young, we're keeping an eye on Emerson and trying to guide her in the right kind of ways and see if she can't continue to contribute in positive ways for us.
You say that Katie has a foot. I'm not sure if I've heard that before. What do you mean when a player has a foot? What does that mean to you?
They talk about certain players and certain soccer players and some of the more well-known. You look at your Ronaldos and your Messis and they talk about having a magical foot, a way to just find ways to score. And I think Katie has all the ability to do that. She showed it in that first game. She found a way to score three different goals in three different ways. And so she can send it from distance. She can curve it into. She can slide it, nice touch inside of the goal. She has all the tools. So it's a matter of, again, we go back to, for those girls, are we consistent in our mentality to believe we're going to score once we get there. And then maintain that consistency game after game, practice after practice. So we're growing. We'll get there.
And coach, first home game coming up, home match coming up on Thursday with Chanute. You have to go back to Wichita on Monday to play Wichita Southeast. But finally getting to play at home after these first five on the road.
Yeah, so we're very limited in the home games this year, this season, unfortunately. But we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to showing our community, showing our hometown crowd what we're made of and what we look like. We've looked, like I said, the girls have looked nothing but really solid and really good in these first three games, and I only believe that's going to continue to get better. So I'm excited for them. I think they'll show up and play a really good game that day.
Oscar Macias, our guest. He is the head girls soccer coach at Emporia High. You've mentioned that you guys have been winning the shot battle in terms of your opponents, which is obviously really important in the sport. But not to do that, you've got to have good offense, but you've also got to have a good back third as well. What's been allowing you guys to play well defensively, and who have been the key players there on that part of the field?
Yeah, so we've asked a lot of our back line, our defenders in the back end, and we've had a new keeper kind of step in since our previous goalkeeper. She got a little injured, and she's starting the season just kind of working her way back. And so Araceli Alemán, our goalkeeper as of right now, has done a really nice job to step into a really important role. She's handled the pressure well, and she's stepped up for her team. And we're asking a lot out of those girls. I mean, they're actually playing in a style of game that's making them a little vulnerable because we're so aggressive in the attacking third. We send a lot of numbers forward, and because we send a lot of numbers forward, they have to be ready for the counterattack. And so that piece is one we're growing in. We're going to try and continue to get better in. But Sierra, Emma, Addie, and then the freshman Madison Evans have all, played solid there. Kilera Owens is the other one who've rotated into those roles and have done a really nice job to be solid in our back end and limit opportunities that the other side has for and then get the ball back and get us moving forward. And the style of play we play is to possess the ball as much as possible, to be calm and composed, and they're doing those things. It's hard to do that for 80 minutes and maintain that composure and then not make mistakes. And they've done a really nice job of that throughout the season thus far. So I continue to see their growth, and as we go forward as a team together, we put it all together and we'll be great.
Well, final question for you, Coach. What does putting it all together mean for you? What's the goal for this team this season? I know that's the kind of the magic question, isn't it?
Yeah. So, we want to get to a regional championship. We want to get to the point where we're getting in the postseason and we're doing something in the postseason, and then once we're there, we're making a name for ourselves. And so, I think the goal is, be on the winning side of the record, obviously, and then once we get down to that point, are we giving ourselves a good chance to have a good matchup in the postseason, and then from there, let's see what we can do. So, that's some of the things we've slightly talked about. We don't want to underestimate anybody along the way. I think that's kind of one of the mistakes we made the other day. We kind of underestimated who we were coming up against. We learned our lesson, and we're not going to do that again. And so, moving forward, the goal is be consistent in what we're doing. And as we're consistent, then we'll reach our bigger goals.
Oscar Macias, head girls soccer coach for the Lady Spartans of Emporia High. Once again, E-High is on the road at 10 a.m. kickoff. So you start getting in your car right now. You probably have time to make it down there to Wichita South High School for the kickoff today against Winfield. Good luck, Coach.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I've heard pretty high expectations there, obviously, when you're talking about regional championships. You probably wouldn't want a coach that's not thinking, hey, we want to do something in the postseason. If that wasn't the goal, then, why have the team?
I know with this program has been kind of below 500, but I know Oscar has built a youth program, and he's got girls from freshmen to seniors that can contribute. And I think that's very great to see. And I look forward to seeing this team, you know, for the first time when they get to play at home here coming up.
Yeah, once again, it's Saturday today at 10 a.m. is when they are playing. They're kicking off against Winfield. They'll go back to play Wichita Southeast on Monday down there at one of the area fields. And then first home game is when, Dylan?
Thursday against Chanute.
And that'll be, I'm assuming, at the high school.
That will be at the high school. Okay. And then they will be at home again. If you can't make it out on Thursday, they'll be at home on the 9th against Manhattan.
Kickoff time on Thursday?
6:15, I believe.
6:15, okay. 6:15 over there at the high school for Lady Spartan Soccer coming up on Thursday in the home opener. We'll take a timeout here. We'll go back to the Sutherland Home Improvement studio line in just a moment. The Emporia State Disc Golf Team is headed out to Nationals. Their head coach, Eric McCabe, caught up with me earlier this week, and we'll have that for you next here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. On KVOE, live and local.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, our annual March Savings Mania event is back for another year. And the fun is here right now. It's Chevy truck season, and that means you get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ 4x4 when you trade in an eligible Chevy model. Or get a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 custom as low as $45,745 with eligible trade-in. And when you purchase any new or used vehicle in stock, you'll get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings for every free throw that you make up to $500. Remember, let our service professionals keep your vehicles running in top condition with our spring service specials. Our annual March Savings Mania sales event is right here, right now, at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come in today or visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer, taxes and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. Earlier this week, I had a chance to talk with Emporia State University disc golf coach Eric McCabe. You'll recall that they swept the Mid-American Regionals hosted right here at Emporia. They're now getting set to head next weekend to the College Disc Golf Nationals, April 3rd through the 6th at Rock Hill, South Carolina. He joined me earlier this week to preview the Hornets on the East Coast on the Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line. Well, Coach McCabe, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. It's been a while, but I think it's probably still okay to recap two big wins for you right here at Emporia at Champions Landing. What did that mean for both your men and your women to defend your home course?
It meant everything. Just to, you know, we've been ranked pretty high all season long, and to have people come to our home turf and for us to hold our ground, so to speak, was a goal of ours. You know, our D1 team had already qualified earlier this year out in Phoenix for Nationals, so it was more of just a pride thing at that point for the guys, and they all went out there and played phenomenally. It was a battle to the end with Oklahoma Christian, which is a team in our conference that is arguably or possibly our biggest competition, even out at Nationals. I know there's some other bigger D1 universities out there that are pretty solid squads, and we're really looking forward to getting out there. But having the men and the women both win on our home turf right over at Champions Landing was spectacular.
You've mentioned that you know, they're strong competition in your conference. And, of course, when people think about that around here, they're thinking MIAA, the Fort Hays States, Northwest Missouri, Pittsburgh State, Washburn, Newman, those type of schools. Obviously, disc golf is kind of in a different set of parameters. What's the conference that you're playing in, and what are some of the schools that you guys face in terms of conference play for men's and women's disc golf?
Right, yeah. So it's not like a D1, a D2, or anything like that. Our conference is the more or less the Midwestern Conference is what we are, and we're kind of grouped into. There's a handful of Texas schools, but it's mostly Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri. The University of Missouri, the D1 school over there, is actually in our conference. Emporia State, you know, Pitt State, some of the same conferences that the teams that you would see in our normal MIAA conference. But we also have KU, K-State, Wichita State, you know, these bigger universities that make up our own little conference right here in the Midwest. So when we're out there battling, we're not just battling against these smaller schools, you know, we're taking on these big universities as well. So it's a little different on the disc golf side, and the more we grow, I think the more you'll see that evolve as well.
Eric McCabe is my guest. He is the head disc golf coach for both the men and the women. The Hornets getting set to head out to Nationals next week. It's a little bit different as well because, you know, while Emporia State football, basketball, soccer certainly this year can be a power program, a top 25 program, it's certainly not that nationally. It's that at the Division II level. But you guys are a power program, Division I all the way down. Those segregations and those differences that you see in the Power Five in terms of the regular sports that people play, football, basketball, those don't really exist in disc golf. What's it like for you to be a power program here at Emporia, Kansas?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, what better place than, you know, kind of where disc golf is kind of a big deal around these parts here in Emporia, you know, obviously thanks to Dynamic Discs and thanks to the city of Emporia and obviously Emporia State University as well. So, you know, I think that has a big draw in it as well. I was very fortunate in my position to have some great kids that have been playing disc golf for, you know, since they were young kids, and they've grown their abilities on the Emporia courses. So I'm very fortunate in that regard. But it's a great recruiting tool as well for me to go out and be able to pick up some other kids from out of town that kind of want to move to the Midwest, move to Emporia, Kansas, where they have this plethora of disc golf courses to choose from. And, you know, I guess it doesn't hurt to learn underneath myself and teaching them the trade and teaching them, you know, how to become a better disc golfer. And, being towards the top has been, it's been a little bittersweet, I'd say, because last year, you know, we came up just a little bit short, but we definitely proved that we deserve that high ranking last year and this year as well, as we've only come in second place one time, twice technically, once last year and once this year early in the season. But we've been right there on top, fighting nail and tooth through the whole journey, and just really excited to get out there and show our skills.
Well, and you and I, we kind of chatted before we started recording here, and, you know, you mentioned, and I had mentioned to you, boy, it's been a little bit, you know, you guys have, there's not too many. I know that cross country sometimes will have this happen, and a few other sports, but typically you don't get a month off between, you know, the last chance to qualify for Nationals and then, you know, the national championship or the postseason, however that's organized for whatever sport that you're in. How have you used the last month, and have you kind of tried to keep the guys and girls, I guess, under control? I have to imagine that they're getting a little antsy to get back into competition.
They absolutely are, and you know, that's also the beauty of our sport is we have plenty of tournaments for them to choose to kind of stay on top of their game. So there's a tournament about every weekend that you can travel to. There's competitive leagues, you know, almost every night, either in Emporia, Wichita, Kansas City, Topeka, that our team can travel to just to kind of keep that competitive edge. And obviously getting out and playing with each other and getting those practice reps in is helping in that regard. But, yeah, we haven't had a team event in about a month. So getting back out, we're headed out to Rock Hill, South Carolina is where we're heading. And we're getting out there just a little bit early. That way we can you know, get relaxed and get to know the courses a little bit, get some practice rounds in, maybe do a scrimmage or two with a couple other universities, and see where it'll take us.
Let's start with the men, and we're talking with Eric McCabe, disc golf coach for Emporia State, getting set to head out to Nationals next week in South Carolina. Let's talk about the men's team and who's qualified and what their individual roles will be in trying to bring a national championship back to Emporia. So who's going to have to be some of the leaders on the men's side and the team that you're taking out there to Nationals?
Right. Well, you know, our D1 team, all four of the guys we have on D1 are just phenomenal players, and they feed off each other, and I think that's fantastic. Isaiah Esquivel is one of our kids. He's a local, born and raised through Emporia disc golf, through the Emporia community. He won the, I want to say it was 2014, 2015 Junior World Championships right here in Emporia. So he's not foreign to any type of a big competition and being towards the top. So, you know, he's one of my guys. Obviously, Cade Colemile. Colemire is a kid that I've known for quite some time, and I actually get out and play some casual rounds with him and help push him, and he helps push me to further my game as well, which is great. TJ Real, he's new to the squad this year, coming in from Illinois this past year. He's a sophomore, so he's got some disc golf ability. He's probably one of our better players, better throwers of the disc. He can throw it just an absolute mile, so having him and Cade on the same team, and then Justin Farrell, obviously, is our senior that is, he took some time off from school. Now he's back in school, and he's kind of our mentor, leader of the crowd, and very excited to have him on board again. He was with us last year, and he's probably our most consistent player, someone that you can just kind of tell him what he needs to do, and he goes out and does it. You know, putting him and Isaiah together, Isaiah can throw the disc a long ways, and having Justin to be able to put it in the fairway and let Isaiah get a little crazy is kind of our goal here. And both of them are phenomenal putters as well. So the whole squad is just when they're firing in all cylinders. If all four of these guys are playing to the best of their ability, there's no other team out there that will touch them.
And on the women's side, while it's certainly not just a small show, you definitely got a dynamic duo that kind of stirs the drink for you on that side.
Absolutely, yeah. We have two women's teams as well. On our D2 team, we have Sydney Snowden and Rebecca Thompson. And Rebecca has been with the team. She was with the team all of last year too, and so she's got the experience under her belt of traveling out, playing some bigger events, playing in a major, which is what the Nationals is. And then our D1 ladies is Atlanta Kruger, who came in from California. And Maya Ringgold, who she took some time off before school. She was in the military, came back, and I think that military edge kind of gives her the mentality to go out there and just perform. You know, Atlanta is just a phenomenal player. She's ranked in the top five, I believe, at this point in all of college disc golf. So they've been battling out every single event they've gone to, and I don't expect Nationals to be any different.
Eric McCabe, my guest, head disc golf coach for the Hornets and Lady Hornets, headed out to the College Disc Golf Nationals beginning April 3rd next week. And you mentioned that you were going to go out early, Rock Hill, to several courses. I wanted to ask you about that first. I'm assuming from hearing you say that it will be a similar event, you know, unlike golf where you play everything on one course for the entire tournament, like the British Open, U.S. Open, or the Masters. It's going to be more similar to the event that you guys hosted here at home with the Mid-America Regionals, and where the event's going to be contested over several different courses.
That is correct. Yeah, so each one of our teams will be playing different layouts on different courses. There's four courses that are going to be utilized at the national championship. Our D1 men are only going to be playing two of them, and then our other teams will be playing three of the courses. One of the courses is a pretty famous course in the sport of disc golf. It's a Winthrop. It's at Winthrop University right there in Rock Hill, South Carolina. It's where the USDGC, or the United States Disc Golf Championship, is held every single year. It's the final major of our year in disc golf. It's kind of like our U.S. Open. It's one of those big events that historically has had a lot of money added to the event, a lot of seniority there, a lot of great players there. It's an event you have to qualify for, so being able to have our college kids out there playing at Winthrop on the goal course is going to be pretty surreal for them, and it's a course that none of our players have physically seen, but have seen on videos, and just for them to be out there and to have a look at the course is going to be great. So, yeah, we've got four different courses to get out there and play, and it's going to be a great time. The one difference from this year than last year was everything was on one facility. So there was four courses on one piece of property, as where in Rock Hill we've got four courses on four separate properties. So we're going to have to do some navigating here and there between courses, but at the end of the day, it's going to be great. And I'll tell you what, I'll probably be a little tired by the end of that
sure.
week working out there with every single group. Sun up to sundown, I'll be on the course.
So yeah, I'll have to see if you can get a golf court. I'm not sure if golf carts are allowed, but that would be helpful for sure.
It wouldn't hurt. Yeah,
I bet. Well, sure. Next week you've mentioned that you guys were going to be heading out. What's your game plan for next week? Because I'm assuming that just like in golf, where you go out early, you want to get a scout of the course. I'm probably assuming that in disc golf, that's something similar. You want to get out there and have a look at the course. What's your plan in terms of getting the team out there? And then how do you go through breaking down and scouting courses with your team?
Yeah, well, one great thing about our disc golf community is there's a lot of content out there of the courses. So we've already been studying maps and looking at different holes, different courses, those kind of things. But yeah, getting out there early and just basically walking the course. One thing I always taught my kids is to walk the course backwards. You see it from a whole new light. You see where the disc is landing as opposed to where you're throwing from. You can find safety zones, those kind of things on the property, on the courses. It kind of makes it a little easier to attack the courses. So, yeah, we'll be getting there a little early. We'll be able to get numerous practice rounds in. We're going to have, three full days of practice rounds before the event actually starts on Wednesday. So that'll be great. So we can have some time on Wednesday afternoon Tuesday afternoon to possibly do some relaxing and maybe take a half a day off and just do some putting or some drills like that. So we can stay loose and get ready for the big day on Wednesday.
Well, final question for you. Your goals for the Hornets and Lady Hornets out there in Nationals this week, what's the goal for the teams?
If I said anything but win, I'd be lying to you. So
fair enough.
You know, we definitely have a high goal set. Obviously, at the end of the day, you know, with this golf, we just want to have a good time, have a lot of fun, and be competitive. But at the end of the week, we definitely want to host that trophy up and bring it home to Emporia State. That's our goal, and I'm going to pretty much stick with that at this point.
Well, they already talked about the need of maybe trying to get some extra trophy cases just for disc golf because they've been adding a lot of hardware up there in the athletic department. So hopefully they'll get a couple more to bring back next week. Once again, the event starts on April 3rd. It goes through the 6th at Rock Hill, South Carolina. Eric McCabe, head disc golf coach for the men and the women. Coach, have a great trip and best of luck to you and your teams.
I really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Well, back here on the show, and you know, gotta really feel great about how they're going to do in terms of how they performed here in Emporia.
Yeah.
They were really good on their home course, and it's a power program right here in Emporia, Kansas for disc golf.
As people say, this is one of the great homes of disc golf.
Sure, it's a hotbed. We're joined on the Sutherland Home Improvement studio line now by our sales director here and normal co-host of the show, Tim Miller. How's Easter dinner coming along?
We are making progress, Blake.
Okay,
good.
We have everything we need, and it's just a matter of the cooks not messing it up.
Okay, so. Fair enough. Any thoughts on the NCAA tournament with Houston going out and NC State still alive?
Again, how we, like we talked before, you know, this tournament never really disappoints. Mm-hmm. NC State, what a story.
Oh, my gosh.
To think what they've done, through the ACC tournament, winning five games in, 5 days, and now they're advanced to the Elite Eight. Great story. And, man, Houston, you feel so bad for a guy like Jamal Shedd.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
yeah.
I mean, you know, he what a competitor, a great player, and to lose him in such a key moment. Bad news is there's no Big 12 teams left now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
that is it.
You know, that doesn't say much, obviously, for a conference that supposedly is the best in the country. But, you know, it's got three ACC teams in it. That's a little bit tough to stomach.
Yeah.
But, you know, but no, it's been a great tournament as always. And at this point, I'm still wondering who in the heck is going to beat UConn.
They have been really, really good. So we're going to start finding that out here. We'll have coverage coming up. We'll detail that in a little bit. Tim is on the line because we've got one last thing to do here on the show. For those of you who are not aware, this is Dan Courtwright's last Saturday morning shift here with us as studio engineer as he departs Emporia's radio stations. He'll be leaving to go up to Lawrence, and he'll become a new co-host on Rock Chalk Sports Talk, the flagship sports talk show for KLWN. They are the AM flagship home of the Jayhawk Radio Network there in Lawrence. And Dan, obviously, my color analyst for Emporia State football this last year. And well, Dan, I guess you feel like you can just, you know, you just get on and you get a win at Northwest Missouri and then you're just out. That's it. That's the deal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like that was, yeah, I put that on my resume and that's why they hired me, I think.
Sure. That's absolutely right. Well, Tim, I wanted to give you the opportunity because, you know, this is kind of a guy that you mentored a little bit, certainly on the sales side, and I thought we got to have one last little segment with all four of us together.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely. Well, I just obviously want to wish Dan the best. You know, like anything, you always hate to see good people leave you, but by the same token, what a great opportunity for him. And we certainly wish him well. And yeah, got a chance to work with Dan very closely over the last year as he joined our sales staff. And talented guy. I know being on the air is his love. And he's getting a chance now to do that on a more regular basis. And certainly in a community that, heck, you know, who wouldn't want to work in Lawrence, Kansas? I mean, you know, what a vibrant town. Again, talking Jayhawk sports, and just want to wish him the best and the best of luck, and hopefully he's not a stranger. He'll return every once in a while and pay us a visit. Maybe get him on the air on occasion, and
probably we'll have to.
Yeah, absolutely. So no, I mainly just wanted to wish him the best, and really enjoyed working with him. We'll certainly miss him, but we know that his career is taking off, and this is a step in the right direction.
Well, thanks, Tim. I really do appreciate it. Yeah, now I have a chance to I have my own 3-hour show where I just get to complain about KU all day, and I already do that anyway, so now I have a microphone in front of me.
That's
so
right.
It's going to be great.
Well, I'll tell you what, this last basketball season, there was plenty to complain about.
Yeah, that's true. Dylan, go ahead.
Full show.
Well, Dan, you know, thanks so much for what you've done here. You know, a great friendship and someone that, you know, I like talking to KU about. We talk about some other topics as well, but you know, wishing you nothing but the best. Definitely going to be missed here. And, you know, I'll be paying attention to what you do on RCST. So best of luck in Lawrence, man.
Yeah. I mean, thanks, Dylan. I really appreciate it. You know, I'm going to miss everybody here. You know, you, Blake, Tim, obviously all the sales staff, you know, Michelle and Judy and Brian and Carrie and all those people. So yeah, it's been a awesome ride here. You guys gave me my first chance in radio, and I could not be more thankful. And you know, obviously, when this RCST thing opened up, I just couldn't you know, leave it off the table.
Oh, so sure.
I really do appreciate you know, everything you guys have done for me with, you know, Blake obviously letting me do color. That was a dream in itself, being able to call the games for my alma mater, for where I played football. So yeah, it has been nothing short of a fun ride.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun in the booth this year, and it'll definitely be different in the year next year without you as we get somebody else in and figure out what our Emporia State football coverage will look like. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's a step in your career, and I mean, I had to make those steps to go from Fairbury to Wichita, and I mean, you know, yeah, like Tim said, Lawrence is a fantastic fantastic town, and you know, I mean, all four of us went to KU or have a great love of KU. So you know, we all have a either went to the school or love the school and spent a ton of time in Lawrence. So yeah, wish you the best, and we will absolutely make you a guest on. So don't think that you're done with Saturday morning sports talk, because you will be back on.
All right, sounds good. Yeah,
I still got your number.
Hit
so
me up, yeah.
Tim, good luck with dinner. We'll see you later.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a happy Easter.
Happy Easter to everybody listening. And Dan's last day officially will be on the 2nd, so he's got a couple of last 5 o'clock hours of news and information on KVOE to bring you next week. Let's wrap things up here and go through our sports calendar for today. We have got a lot of basketball on for you the next couple of weeks as we bring you the NIT championship games. We've got the WBIT championship, women's Final Four, women's championship, the NCAA Men's Tournament Final Four, NCAA Championship, and then these next 2 days, we've got the Elite Eight for you. So Elite Eight coverage begins today at 5 o'clock. It'll be a 5:15 for tip-off on KVOE. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock pregame coverage and 1:15 tip-off for the Elite Eight, again on KVOE. And you can join me here in about 3 hours, and I'll be to pregame actually at 11:30 for Emporia State softball taking on Northwest Missouri. So 11:30 pregame and first pitch at noon out at the Trussler Sports Complex today here for the Lady Hornets and the Bearcats. So I will see you on Saturday. Dylan, Dan, happy Easter, guys. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. You do the same, keep doing big things, guys.
Well, yeah, we will try to do that. So we will see you next week. Next week on the show, by the way, we are hoping we are going to be efforting another Emporia High coach. I believe it's swimming and diving's turn up.
Yes.
And also got to get some Emporia State tennis in the next couple of weeks. So that is what the plan is for next week on the show. This is 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE Emporia. Happy Easter. Have a great rest of your Easter weekend.
KVOE, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, K245 BQ Emporia.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. As salvage operations prepare to get underway at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse, experts are still working this weekend to process the scene of Tuesday's accident. ABC's Jay O'Brien is in Baltimore.
The Army Corps of Engineers deploying sonar technology to better locate the debris and search for submerged vehicles. NTSB investigators examining the ship's containers, 56 now determined to be carrying hazardous materials. And investigators saying they've spotted a sheen on the water. But Maryland's governor and Coast Guard officials saying there is no immediate health or environmental threat.
A new shipment of arms from the U.S. to Israel, causing the Biden administration to face a new wave of criticism from inside their own party. To Tel Aviv and ABC's Britt Clendon.
Democrats have been urging